Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync. Today is May 18th, 2021. We have a rather short agenda for today, so it may not take very long to get through everything. We will start in the RFC's repo with issue 183. This is talking about, it looks like the last activity that it was registering here was a note after the sync call last week that Borja was going to look into this further. It looks like we don't have Borja with us here today. So it looks like, yeah, there may not be anything to discuss on RFC ticket 183, missing mechanism to pass receive struct values into from FFI C functions, unless anyone here has anything they want to discuss on this topic. Okay, that said, we'll move on to the Pony C repo, issue ticket 3759. It's titled, "With blocks with no else clause are desugared incorrectly." This was created 4 hours ago. So the tutorial mentions that the return type of with block is the value of the last expression in the block or of the last expression in the else block, if there is one, and an error occurred. However, the above is incorrect, where the body of the with block doesn't raise an error. In that case, the compiler will generate a try block that returns none in the else clause, causing the return type to always be a tuple type. I believe that was meant to be union type, but not tuple type. It says this makes with blocks impossible to use without error checking in cases where one is only interested in auto-disposing behavior. I seem to recall that there's been some discussion in the past about with blocks. They're kind of coupling two concerns together, which is the catching of errors and the auto disposal. I'm going to try to quickly see if I can find the issue ticket where we were talking about this in the past and see what the past discussion was. If anybody else has any thoughts they want to share while I'm doing that search, let me know.
So does, I think it's like, don't we have room to just allow, shouldn't a try then block be fine to have without any like else? See, because I would imagine that the desugaring of width would just go down to a try then and then optionally have the else there, because if we're like, should be almost a perfect analog of like Java style try catch finally, right? Does that make any sense?
So I had an issue here on my side. I didn't hear part of that sentence. Can you say that sentence again?
Oh, the very last one is like, I would imagine this is just, we could basically act identically to like Java with try catch finally or something to that extent. Like, but shouldn't a try then block be fine without an else clause and not return none? Oh, never mind. I see it. Sorry.
So I found an old issue ticket, 1751. This is the one I was remembering. So I'm going to link it to, I'm going to add a comment saying, I think it's a duplicate of that ticket. So what I,
1751.
Yeah. Sorry. 1571. Sorry about that. So the comment from February 15th, 2017. In the sync call, we discussed it should be possible to avoid adding none as one of the possible types of the result value. To do this, we probably want to make with a first class construct instead of sugaring it to a try no check. We also discussed that we want to look at changing the fact that with will silently swallow errors in with the with block. We think that raising errors up out of the block would be more usable/useful. We also discussed that we want to take a broader look at how the with try and with constructs work in the language. We evaluate design more holistically. I personally, this is again me speaking in the past, I personally was proposing something that turned out to be similar to OCaml's two types of try blocks, though they have apparently been the subject of some confusion on the part of users, so we want to be careful. Either way, this broader redesign would have to be part of an RFC. I have no idea. I have not looked at OCaml in probably since this day in 2017. So I don't remember what I was recommending there, to be honest. But at least it's written and could be looked up. But yeah, it seems like the gist of this, as far as the issue that Borja was finding when he was trying to fix this, is it seems like what we discussed in the sync call was that we'd want to make TK with a first class construct instead of sugaring it to a TK try no check.
I think we should be able to desugar just to try then without an else branch, which is maybe a bit of a weird, which would seem weird, but it's kind of a very reasonable block structure to have. And in the case for a try then, you don't need to union with none.
Well, we don't use the value of then as the result of the block, right?
Yeah, so you would take the result of the first block, just the try block, and that's the result. Because the then in that case would be covering if we do an early return or any kind of extra jump out of there or partial function application there, like the then block would still be guaranteed, and then with is just sugar for that. So I would think if you can desugar with into, well, you would need an RFC to not swallow errors, but turning into a try then block and letting that type check as just the try section as the result would do it without having to make with its own separate construct. Because I've noticed there's quite a few different tokens and separate like structures in the compiler. And I don't think adding to that's the cleanest move.
Does try then work today without an error in the try body? I'm trying in the playground right now. I so rarely use try then that I'm not sure about this.
Yeah, I honestly don't know without checking.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now in the playground. So if you do a try then today, so I did let foo colon string equals try string bar, then string foo. And the error I see is that it's implicitly adding the none even for a try then, because I think try is meant really only to be used with errors and not, I don't even know if it correctly handles the case of early return for the then. I would hope that it does, but I haven't used it. So I right now it's definitely adding in the implicit else case. Although it does let me, I was wondering if it would let me compile. So I changed the left side type to string or none. Mm-hmm. And it does let me compile without an error in the block. And maybe if I remove the then, it will yell at me. So if you run try, if you have a try block with no error in it, you get an error that says try expression never results in an error. If you add a then, you do not get that error, but you still get the implicit union none. And so it seems that in order to do what you were saying, we would need to add we would need to fix things up so that if we detect that the try block has no error, we do not add in the implicit else none.
Yeah, and since there's already seemingly checks for that, I mean, if we can check the try block never results in error, we can check that the try block never results in the error. So I think in that case, if there is a then branch, then we just accept it, but we don't union with none.
Yeah, the only snag you might run into is like the time at which we detect that it never results in error versus the time at which we are adding the implicit else none. So Okay. So do you want to add a comment or two to that ticket and give your thoughts about how you think we should proceed there?
Okay.
Sounds good. Here we go. So moving on to Pony Tutorial pull request 472. So let's see, we've had some, okay. It's hard to tell what has changed because it seems what we got was a force push 2 days ago for commits that were 21 days ago. No new comments or anything. So it's marked as ready for review, but there's still, I'm a little bit confused because it's marked as ready for review, but there's still a bunch of to-do items in it. So I know that there was some back and forth with Ryan Hagenson a bit on this pull request, but there hasn't been any recently. Also Sean was interacting here a bit as well, although it's more about GitHub Actions. So yeah, I'm not sure how to proceed with this. I think we could review the contents that's there, and then but it's not ready for like a final review yet. So yeah, this is I guess if anybody has anything they want to mention about this, we can talk about it now, or we can move on. All right. So the only other thing on our agenda list is the last week in Pony ticket, which has no content yet. So yeah, that's it for our generated agenda based on tickets and pull requests with activity recently. Does anybody else have things they want to bring up and discuss?
I can just confirm that the try then does correctly catch returns.
Cool.
Joel, have you had a chance to play with the 32-bit ARM stuff in the LLVM 12 branch?
I have tried. I've been having trouble getting QEMU working correctly on my machine. But I haven't made any progress on that yet, apart from just like trying and failing some things with QEMU. So I will continue trying to get QEMU to work, but I also, I have no progress to report on that.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Apologize about that. Maybe we can, I think in the last time we talked about this, I was thinking that the issue might be related to, anyway, I at the time, I think I was believing the issue might be related to something about like the LLVM IR that we hold no longer being valid. But I was looking at it. It's not a terribly complex LLVM IR. In the last meeting we talked about this, I erroneously stated that LLVM does not try to maintain backwards compatibility. And I think it's maybe because I saw it here in this file on line 3. It says, since the LLVM project doesn't particularly care about IR backwards compatibility, please try to keep this file as minimal as possible in order to minimize the changes of breakage with new LLVM versions. That might be an outdated statement because I was reading a little bit about it, and they apparently do try to maintain IR compatibility. They don't try to maintain bitcode compatibility, I think, but the IR compatibility, I believe they do try to maintain. They give like release notes about when they do change things. But this IR here doesn't look terribly complicated. It's just using a, invoke with unwind and the landing pad in kind of the obvious ways. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the like the line of investigation I was planning on pursuing may not even be relevant.
Okay, let me know if you want to try, if you want me to try anything in QMU.
Okay. I'm reading through the description you posted. So the serialized constructor will eventually call pointy int serialized actor, which calls a lambda that calls pointy error. The call to unwind raise exception pointy error returns an error code URC failure and control never reaches the personality function. Okay. Okay, I just need to read more about this mechanism. I'm interested in knowing more about it anyway. So I need to read more about what this URC failure is, what's going on there, maybe play around with a little bit more even outside of QMU and just see if I can better understand this mechanism so that I can provide more insight about what to try. So that even maybe if I can't get QMU set up in a reasonable time frame, I could still suggest a patch and we could push it onto the branch and let the CI try it on QMU instead of me trying it on QMU. So I'll read more about this and try to provide some ideas about what to try soon.
Cool, thanks.
Okay, anything else we want to talk about before we end the call today? Okay, with that said, thanks everyone for attending and we will see y'all next week.